Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Sports Radio 950 KJR AM and KJR FM HD2 Seattle. An iHeart radio station. This hour is brought to you by Hardwick and Pendergast. Personal injury attorneys.
She's actually hurt.
No, I think she is.
Yeah, she's hurt. She took a hard fall off there.
Okay.
Gosh, I hope she's okay.
Hall & Oates, I don't know. I mean, it's an 80s throwback Thursday, Jim.
What's wrong with Hall & Oates?
Nothing. Well, to start off the show, kid, we had something a little bit more with a little bit more pop than Hall & Oates.
I think this guy that can't go for that puck.
So it's an 80s throwback Thursday. Jim, you know the 1980s. It's the greatest decade ever.
Not even close, man.
It is the greatest decade ever. I really don't want to get in an argument about this already.
Are you sure? Did you know the afternoon host likes the 70s more than the 80s? When I played golf with him at Chambers Bay,
well,
he had the music going and he had 70s music going.
He's an old soul.
And he said it's the best decade. And he's your age.
Maybe there could be an argument for music, but not for movies.
There could be?
Not for movies.
Well, maybe not for movies,
not for
but music for sure.
Not for TV shows.
Eh, maybe.
Let's go back and forth. Pick a 70s TV show. I'll just counter your
70s
TV.
Pick a 70s TV show.
I'll counter your
Bonanza.
Bonanza? Cosby Show.
60s. What?
Cosby Show.
Cosby Show?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. The Wonderful World of Disney.
I think you just made that up. Dallas.
Hawaii 5-0. Magnum PI.
That's 80s.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh. Selleck was in the 80s?
Huh? Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah, of course.
What?
Miami Vice.
Hey, I suck at a lot of things, including pop culture.
A-Team. This is Dallas. Sorry.
Dallas.
Oh, yeah. Crank this up. Come on.
You know, I was on a plane, and the...
Here's A-Team.
Dallas, it was such a big deal back then that I was on a plane going somewhere. I think I was covering the Sonics or something, and they came out with a... No, I wasn't covering the Sonics in the 80s, maybe. But the pilot came on and told everyone about, you know, we know who shot JR. It was a big deal. That's Dallas,
yeah,
right?
I wasted away a whole semester at Washington State watching this. Like, I didn't leave.
That was...
Yeah,
I was the only thing you did wasting a semester over there?
Pretty much. I had like 2 credits. I don't know how many. I think I had 3 credits.
Me, you had a 3-credit semester?
Something like that. It was really bad.
A couple of PEs and something else?
Yeah. And TNT at that time, or TBS, I think it was TNT, was showing like every day, like starting at like 9 in the morning until like 10 o'clock at night, was just showing, was going through the entire catalog. And me and my buddies that were living in our fraternity were like, kind of got hooked. So we would really waste away a lot of days just watching Dallas every day.
So you'd watch...
Now you wonder why it took me so long to graduate.
You'd watch what, 7 or 8 episodes in a row?
Something like that.
Would you?
It was Netflix before Netflix.
Well, at what point do you feel pathetic when you're watching a series?
Oh,
because I stop
pretty close.
I stop after 2 episodes of whatever I'm watching because I think if I get to 3 and 4, then I'm bordering on pathetic. Last night, I've not watched Ted. It's Ted Lasso, right?
Ted Lasso, yeah.
I saw the first episode last night.
Okay.
And I went to bed after the first episode. My wife's going, "We got to watch another one, don't we?" And I was like, "Well, no, it's 10 o'clock."
Well, can I tell you the thing about watching that show? It's hard to do, but see how I like how Apple releases their shows, because they do it once a week, opposed to Netflix does it, you know, all at once.
Mm-hmm.
So you can watch everything, you know, in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, well, then it's over. Like, what do I do now? Apple, it's every week. It's every Friday it releases. That's how I watched Ted Lasso to start. I think it's better. Because he got something to look forward to. Okay. So watch it once a week.
I hear the second season not as good as the first, right?
Fair.
But not still quite good. As good?
Not quite as good. It's a little bit darker, I guess.
Yeah.
But the first season is great. First season was the perfect show for what we were going through at the time, when everybody was just kind of down in the dumps. It was a real good pick-me-up show.
Yeah.
You know, kind of a little inspirational, kind of having fun. It was. That's why it was probably as popular as it was.
Well, it won all kinds of awards. Yeah. It was cool last night seeing the Believe sign and going back to T-Mobile Field and thinking about that.
You're going to enjoy it. I'm telling you. All right, it's an 80s Throwback Thursday coming up on the show today. Of course, the go-to guy is here, Jim Moore. He's our brand new co-host with us. In case you missed that news earlier this week, we are broadcasting from the for the very first time in the Fat Zach's Wood Fire Pizza Studios. Big thanks to Zach, who called up yesterday, donated $1,000 to the Ronald McDonald House. How about that?
I wanted to ask him why he called it Fat Zach's when he was thinking about a name for his pizza place. And I knew the Zach part. But do you think it's... But and then I thought, oh, man. You know, I mean, I was always known for... Always known, if I was known for anything, it was inappropriate questions in my past.
What were you going to say? Hey, Zach, are you fat?
No, I was
that
gonna
what you were going to ask him?
No, I was going to kind of word it like... I wasn't sure where I was going with it. I was just going to go, hey, I understand the Zach part of the name of your pizza place, but how'd you come up with...
Fat?
Fat Zach's. And he might have said, well, Jim, you know, I weigh 280.
I'm 300 pounds, Jim, and I
eat too much of my wood-fired pizza.
I wear a shower curtain every single day instead of clothes. I have been in therapy for 3 years, wondering why I'm so overweight, but thank you for bringing it up.
Don't you get a kick out of those guys that wear those, like...
Shower curtains?
Yeah, like, is it Bob Huggins there at West Virginia?
Oh, he's
always got the big old pullover on.
We
like,
actually...
Like, you're not fooling anybody, and I've done it myself, so I'm not taking shots at fat people.
We had a teacher at Kent Ridge High School. God, what was her name? She was our typing teacher? Anyways, what we just made, she wore a shower curtain. She literally wore a shower curtain. It looked like a shower curtain. Hmm. We called her shower curtain.
You called her shower curtain?
Yeah.
Do you think she ever heard that?
I hope not. I really hope not. Because that's mean, and words have meanings. Yes.
Oh, thank you, Jason. Appreciate that. So should we not ask Zach that? We'll just leave that one alone.
I would leave that alone. Okay. You know, words powerful. You don't want to say anything demeaning to anyone. Did you see the crazy Demi Lovato today, what she said?
No.
On social media?
Tweet of the day worthy? No? Oh, okay. The World of the Eyes.
I got a couple of her songs on my playlist.
I swear to God, the aliens look down at us and wonder, yes, we should invade and take over the world and take over Earth. But they're so dumb, it really wouldn't be worth it.
What'd she say?
She said in a podcast, we need to stop calling them aliens because it's derogatory towards them.
Wait a minute. She's talking about like UFO, UFO people.
Yeah, yeah.
That calling them aliens?
Calling them aliens is derogatory. We need to call them something else. E.T. is what she came up with. Extraterrestrials. That's what they are.
One of the nicknames for my daughter is actually E.T. Alien. And you know why that is?
It's derogatory. I don't know.
Demi Lovato wouldn't have liked it. No, I called her an alien because she could not have been from this planet. She cried so much when she was a little kid. She just was not a human being. And so it's just, and in fact, I texted her today, you know, and I called her alien. You know, it's just something that she's 30.
She couldn't help herself.
She's 30 now. And she just didn't, well, she had colic and she just never stopped crying.
The crying.
Yeah.
You don't miss those days, do you? The sleeping, not sleeping. I mean, my son, the vampire, that's why we call him the vampire.
Because he doesn't sleep.
Well, he didn't sleep at night. For the first 3 years of his existence, two and a half, would not sleep at night.
What did he do? Just toss and turn
vamp
in bed?
Life.
He just lived the vamp life. He was up all night long. And then during the day, he decided, I'm going to sleep now.
Is he better now?
Now he's wonderful. Okay. Now he's great.
But what would he do? Get up and watch Nickelodeon or something?
He's up all the time.
Call him a daywalker now.
He could not go to sleep. We were in there when he was a baby. We were in there. And God bless my wife. I mean, it almost drove my wife off the cliff. the first year because he was, she's got to take care of him, obviously, the feeding and all that. For the first year, she was in there probably every hour. There were talks about going for the trilogy. And then after that, it was like, yeah, we're good. But I wanted to. I was like, well, but again, that's not
all right. I'll trade you Owen's first year for having twins for 1 year. The first year.
Oh, I bet.
Twins were absolute hell. As much as I love those kids now.
I bet.
I mean, Brooke came in on me one time, my older daughter, and I was in the laundry room, and I was, mother effing them. I mean, I was just like, I know you guys are like one or two, but yeah, if you don't have liquor and a nanny and you have twins, you're not doing it right.
Wait a minute.
You're not doing it right.
I want to write that down.
No,
if you don't have liquor and a nanny with twins, you're not doing it right.
No, you're not. You'll never make it. You'll be in divorce court. And we couldn't get the feeding times at the same time. And my wife was working at the time. She was traveling a lot. So we had a nanny that was 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. And when she came in Monday morning at 9 o'clock, I rolled out the red carpet and I was so happy to see her walk in that door. It's like, oh, thank you. Thank you, Morella. I love you so much.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's hard stuff.
Oh,
I feel for Shaq. I remember it was funny because Shaq now has a newborn, him and his beautiful wife, Amy. And I remember like the first couple weeks, Chris, that he was back, the first week or two, he was back. He's glowing, happy.
He wasn't sleep deprived yet.
The glowing new father. My God, this is, everyone says it's the greatest thing in the world, which it is. It's unbelievable. You're holding your son, your daughter, all that. And I was just kind of laughing, and I'm like, because, I never give anyone advice, whatever. It's not you do what's best for you when it comes to parenting. And I remember saying to him, like, how's the sleep? And this was the first week he was back. Oh, it's good. We're good right now. Yeah, it's fine. 1 week later, or I was like 10 days later, he comes in, and he's just wiped out. I mean, it looks like the guy, he's like, we have toothpicks in his eyelids. I said, how's your sleeping going? Oh, my God, I don't think I've slept in 3 days. I mean, I don't know. I'm exaggerating a little bit. Oh, man, I'm exhausted. We've been up all night. He's not sleeping. I'm like, you're never going to get it back. This sleep that you thought you had of 8 hours uninterrupted, it's over. You're never going to recapture it. You can't.
No.
It'll ruin you.
Yeah. No, Brooke had colic, and it lasted about 3 months. And the last day that it happened, she went to bed, And if you have a kid with colic, they're crying nonstop. It's all the time. And the only thing you can get relief is to get away from them or to get vibration going. So I would take him in the car and just drive around, have nowhere to go. But I just wanted some peace and quiet. But there was a time when it finally ended when she went to bed and she slept for like 12 hours straight. And my first wife, I remember her just saying, God, should we check on Brooke? I was like, no, we're not going to check on Brooke. Are you kidding? Let's let her sleep another 12 hours.
Yes, you just leave her alone. Yeah. Again, so Fat Zach's Woodfire Pizza Studios, you can visit them. Big thanks to Zach. $1,000 donation, $26,650 now we have raised for the Ronald McDonald House. Big thanks to Zach. Fat Zach's Woodfire Pizza. .com. He's got two locations right now, Puyallup, Sumner. He really is the pizza king of the South End. He has a new location opening up in South Hill soon. And he's got a food truck that's all over the place. So just search for the Fat Zach's Wood-Fired Pizza food truck. You can find it. Do you want to know how he got his nickname?
I do.
Because he just texted me.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
He said he played football at Issaquah High School. Shout out, Eagles?
Yeah, they're the Eagles.
Would eat a whole chicken before games. And guys in the locker room would say, there's a fat Zach eating his chicken.
Wow. Okay, so it's not that he's fat. It's just
He didn't say that he wasn't fat or not. I'm not really willing to keep pushing him on if he's fat or not. As someone who finds himself as baby fat, still having some baby fat on me, I don't appreciate it.
Yeah, well, you're talking about Evolve 180, though.
Anything. Or cocaine.
Cocaine?
Could that work too?
You'll do that?
Is that on the plan of Evolve 180? Do you mind if I have an 8-ball along with my soup? Sure, that's okay.
You guys really can say anything here. I mean, you threw me with Antonio Brown yesterday.
Well, yeah.
You went a little far with that one.
I'm just, but it's,
I mean, it even offended me a little bit.
It's a proper way to say it.
Well, it is a proper way to say it, but...
Well, would you want me to use a slang term to say what he did to that woman? I mean, I could, but I'm not going to.
Well, no, you could have maybe talked around it.
Well, Shockey was in there, APD, and I really, at that point, when I see him, and I know the words I can and cannot say.
That was an okay one?
No, of course. But I know that it makes him uncomfortable, and I'm looking at Chris, because where Chris is now, that's where Shockey was. I just wanted to say it for him. So he would do the...
Chris, did you hear this yesterday?
Yeah, he was sitting right there.
Yeah. I looked at you and was like, yeah, maybe it's time for the dump button.
Yeah, well,
did you almost hit the dump button?
Well, I was in there. I couldn't.
No, there's no dump. You can't dump up that. Well, you can do it, you sure, but you don't have to. It's perfectly fine what I said.
A little cringeworthy, feel you though.
Well, it's cringeworthy, absolutely. It's 3 hours of cringeworthy is what this is.
No, it was just that.
I feel bad for the listeners though who missed it yesterday and they don't know what the heck.
You're trying to goat me into saying it.
They don't know what
again.
We're talking about. No, I'm not trying to goat you into saying that word
Let's
again.
Move along.
It's a four syllable word. Starts with E.
Antonio Brown.
Starts with E and ends with E.
Oh man.
Relieved himself
of his duties.
Of his duties on a woman.
Of his
and
duties.
We were talking about it yesterday in regards to the Buccaneers and John Gruden because the Buccaneers have removed him for their Ring of Honor. And I, which is fine, it probably should be. Madden has removed him from the game. Did you see that today?
I did see that, yeah.
Which is fine. But don't have a holier than thou stance when you employ Antonio Brown. Like, they're just, come on.
You could argue Richard Sherman, too.
Well, yeah, and someone tweeted at me, it's not even comparable. You're right, it's not. Because John Gruden didn't drive drunk in his car speeding through a construction zone where he almost killed people. You're right, it's not comparable.
It's not.
Words are a little bit different than almost killing people in a speeding car when you're drunk. Sorry. I mean, maybe I live in a different world, but you know, I don't know. I mean, I just think it's odd. But again, it goes back to... God, we're getting serious sports talk in this first segment. God, I don't really like this.
Veer off anytime.
But it goes back to, as long as someone's good, they're always going to get a free pass.
And it's a sliding scale of tolerance.
Of course it is. Antonio Brown's really good. The second Antonio Brown's never good in the NFL again, he's never going to play. No one's ever going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
The second that Richard Sherman can't help them out anymore, he's gone. They'll just cut bait with him. They just needed him. If John Gruden and the Raiders were, what are they, 2-3 right now?
Or, no, no, they're 3-2.
3-2.
They started out 3-0.
If they were 5-0?
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You think he'd still have his job if he were 5-0?
Yeah, I do. If they were 5-0 and the best football team in the NFL, yeah, I do.
Wow.
Hey, listen, I think it goes back to the Rolovich thing.
Well, I was just thinking about Rolovich. If he beats Stanford by 30.
I think if Rolovich right now were in a position where they were undefeated and I don't know.
If they were undefeated, they'd find a way.
Top 10 in the
They'd find
top
a way around
country?
That exemption, if, even if
they're
it's
top
bogus.
10 in the country, top 10 probably, or
there's
top
15. There's no way. No way he'd be out.
I think there'd still be a group of that would be outraged by it and embarrassed by it, and I would include myself into that category. But there would be a lot more people saying, oh, this is wrong. What are we doing? What's going on? Let's work around this. I mean, it's all about winning.
It is.
What are you losing? I mean, yeah. John Gruden and the Raiders aren't that good.
What's funny, though, too, is that everybody thought he was the worst coach in the world a few weeks ago, and now people are coming around to thinking he's a pretty good coach. Even you, Puck, right? Rolovich?
Nah.
No, you still don't think he's a good coach?
We... we just talked about it before we came on. We our best player in the country, our best player on our team sits in pass blocks. And yeah. Max Borgi. We don't throw him the ball. I just think it's inexcusable.
Well, he doesn't look like the best player anymore.
He doesn't look good this year, but I mean, it's inexcusable not to get him involved in the passing game. I mean, that's what he does best. And we were joking because he thought he would be better in this type of system because he'd carry the ball more. He was way better in the system under Mike Leach because he threw him the ball. Because those he used those short passes like runs. And that's what he'll do in the NFL. Was I talking to you about or maybe it was Curtis. Like, everyone comps him to McCaffrey. He ain't Christian McCaffrey. He's not even close to Christian McCaffrey. He's just white from Denver and has blonde hair. That's why everyone thinks he's Christian McCaffrey. He's Danny Woodhead.
I'll bet he would take that. Told him that face to face.
He could have a Danny Woodhead like career in the NFL.
That'd be a good career.
It'd be a great career.
Yeah.
Do you know what Danny Woodhead is doing now?
Danny Woodhead is on ESPN as an analyst. I have no idea.
You should know this.
Oh, should I? Is he doing some betting service?
He's a great little amateur golfer.
Is he?
He played in the U.S. amateur four ball.
Really?
Yeah, we tried to get him on the show. He said, no thanks.
Politely.
Wait, he said no thanks?
Yeah, I reached out to him.
No,
why?
Thanks.
He didn't give a reason. He was just like, yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Didn't want to do it. Yeah, so he's a great golfer.
You root against him now?
Yeah, I want him to hit everyone in the water now from here on out. Hey, we're going to go to Nashville, Tennessee. Find out if Jim Moore still left his credit card there. Why? Because Ian Furness is there. Your voice of the Seattle Kraken for this week. Ian is filling in on the radio tonight, calling the Kraken against the Nashville Predators and the rest of the road trip, because if you missed the news yesterday, Everett Fitzhugh, our play-by-play guy here for the station, is out for the road trip because of COVID protocol. We wish Everett the best and a speedy recovery. In the meantime, though, Ian is filling in, and he is doing the game. So we're going to head to Nashville, and we're going to talk to the voice of the Kraken for tonight and the road trip. Ian Furness coming up next. Welcome back to the radio show. It's Puck and the go-to guy, Jim Moore. We're broadcasting from the Fat Zach's Woodfire Pizza Studios. You can visit them online at fatzackswoodfiredpizza.com. Two locations, Puyallup, Sumner. South Hill coming soon. They got a food truck there in the South End. So give them a call or log on to the website and go check it out. And big thanks to Zach, who's been texting us, letting us know how he got his nickname, Fat Zach. Appreciate it, Zach. He made a $1,000 donation to the Ronald McDonald House for $26,650 now is the total amount, which is pretty damn awesome. So big thanks to Zach, and congrats to Zach, man. I mean, that's to be able to have thriving restaurants and then add another restaurant during the pandemic. Pizza's a little bit different because it kind of, that's the one that was always inherently like delivery or pickup, right? When everyone kind of make that transition in the pandemic. So I always thought that kind of pizza was one that was always going to survive. And it's kind of like a feel-good meal anyways. And God, I love pizza. We had pizza last night.
What do you get when you get it? What's like number one?
I'm like a kid. I'm like a little kid.
So pepperoni with extra cheese? Or
no.
Just cheese. You just go cheese.
I'm a plain cheese guy.
That's it. Do you get extra cheese or just?
No, just plain cheese.
You don't put anything on it.
I mean, yeah. I mean, sometimes, you know, we do. Because my kids and my wife like, you know, the wife like other stuff. But, yeah, I don't. What do you like?
Everything, pretty much. And I'm a pineapple guy on the pizza, too. Like, J-Berry's. Get a J-Berry special. It's got pineapple and
where's that
sausage,
at?
Olives, and
J-Berry's.
J-Berry's, Renton Issaquah Road.
Oh, no, I haven't heard
of
it.
Yeah, right.
Old
in the
school?
Right in the middle of Renton Issaquah.
Let's go.
Yeah, Jay Berry. You'd love Jay Berry's bar, too.
Well, of course I would. Sounds like an old school bar.
John Ryan went there the day he was released.
Oh, is that when he's playing pull tabs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the spot.
I judge any bar if they have pull tabs.
Oh, my wife plays it all the time at Malarkey's.
Love pull tabs.
She hit one for 500 last year.
I have a great story that...
pull tabs are the worst bet ever, though.
Yeah, me and my buddy Ryan, but we call him the ass man. Long story. Anyways, we were playing up at Crown Hill Pub, which is in Crown Hill, and we went in there late night one night, and guy was closing up shop. We said, "Oh, wait, just one pint for us, real quick." And we want to play maybe a $5 pull tab right there. Played a couple, hit on it, $300. The guy was so mad. He was so, because it all comes out.
He was mad?
It basically comes out of his pocket. He was so pissed off. He was, all right, finish it up, got to go. All right, let's head to Nashville, joining us on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline for tonight and for the rest of the road trip. The man that's going to be on the radio calling the Seattle Kraken is our own, the mayor of Maple Valley. Ladies and gentlemen, Ian Furness. And Ian's be calling the games here for the road trip because Everett Fitzhugh is in the COVID protocol. And so we wish Everett the best and a speedy recovery. But in the meantime, we've got Ian filling in. And he's in Nashville tonight, brushing up on his hockey. Can you give us a catchphrase on the goal? Are we going to implement a catchphrase tonight?
I've got one, but I've used it for years in the Dub and the AHL and the IHL. But I'll save that for tonight. Let's hope it comes early and often for your Seattle Kraken.
How excited are you? I'll preface this by saying this: no ill will towards Everett Fitzhugh, and we all wish Everett a speedy recovery. But, Ian, I mean, you grew up here. You're a local kid. You love the sport. You get a chance tonight for your hometown organization to call a hockey game. I mean, that's got to be pretty damn cool.
Yeah. I mean, you said it well. I mean, mixed emotions. Not the way I wanted to be able to do my first NHL game, for sure. That's the circumstances are brutal for Everett, and the fact that he didn't get a call the first game on the radio, the fact that he didn't get a call the first goal and all that, and John did, Forslund did, is disappointing, obviously. The next four games, I'm really excited. I mean, listen, I'm being honest. I mean, there's a lot of times on a bus in the Prairies and Fort Wayne, Indiana, and all the different leagues and stuff that I've done. I mean, probably 1,000 minor league and junior games. So I never thought this day would actually happen. So I never thought this opportunity would exist. So I'm thrilled. I mean, personally, I'm thrilled. It's going to be cool. It's pretty overwhelming. I found out about it late, so it's been a little bit crazy the last few days trying to figure out how to get from here to there to there to here and all that kind of stuff. And by the way, learn some names and numbers for teams you don't know. But yeah, I'm excited as hell. It's cool. I think it's a pretty good hockey team that we have in Seattle too.
Yeah, it sure is. They look like they have a decent chance of winning tonight, and I base that not on my hockey knowledge, of course, but just looking at
on the betting numbers, right?
I'm just looking at the betting line. Yeah, they were 2-1 underdogs in Las Vegas, and tonight it's pretty much a pick 'em. I mean, they're a slight underdog, but is this the breakthrough night for the Kraken?
I think Nashville isn't expected to be good. Their leading scorer the last 2 years is Roman Josi, who's a defenseman. They get most of their points from the back end for the defense core. They don't have a ton of scoring up front. Forsberg's good. They brought in Cody Glass from Vegas, who hasn't really done much since being the first pick for them in the first round, 4 years ago. But I think this is the one you get. I think you do get it. Having Johansson out isn't good for Seattle. That hurts you a little bit. But I think they get this one. I think this is their first win in the franchise history. And how awesome would that be? You want to come back from that road trip with a couple, wins and some points on the board before you have that home opener against Vancouver, which is probably the team that you'll be battling for a playoff spot with when it's all said and done. So, yeah, I think they get this one tonight. I'm optimistic that I get to call the first Kraken win in history.
Is the total goal scored always 5.5 for the over-under?
Man, you guys,
what?
That should be a question I ask you two guys. This is the Vegas show of record, is it not?
Same thing when I was looking at the games today. There's a 6.5 and there's a 6.
Yeah, there's a Toronto.
5.5 looks like most of them.
Yeah, so do a going to be a high-scoring game tonight, or you think a defensive struggle there, Ian?
What's the over-under again, boys?
Five and a half.
I already bet the under.
It's un-American to bet the under in anything. I thought, has Puck not taught you that yet? I mean, that should have
took
been
the over
that
in the
was
last
less
game.
Than number one.
You were just telling me that a defenseman led for the Predators. That's not a good sign. I mean, it's a good sign for under.
Yeah, because 5.5, so a 3-2. You can't go past a 3-2 score. I'm always thinking an over in hockey. Just the empty net is either your best friend or your worst enemy, right? The empty net goal at the end. I mean, what was the game last night? Was it Colorado and in Chicago? Was it that game or was it the Rangers game? One of the games I was watching last night on TNT, there was a ton of like they had like two or three empty net goals along the way.
Yeah, it was a
like,
so you got
to pulled their goalie with 5 minutes to go. When do they usually do that, Ian? Is it 2 minutes normally?
Well, if it's one goal, it's usually inside of 2 minutes, usually like a minute 30 or less. If it's more than one goal, it's become the thing now. I mean, there's some analytics. You'll be shocked to know this. There's some analytics out there that tell you that if you pull the goalie with more time left on the clock, it's just as effective as if you do it in the last minute. So, but yeah, I think pulling the goalie that's always a wild card in hockey is that empty net goal, man. If you're trying to get the over, you know, or you're trying to stay on the under, that's a toughie, man. That's a toughie. I'd go over tonight just because it's un-American to go under.
Yeah,
that's just, and listen, it's a Canadian / European / American sport, but I'd still go over. You have to go over, don't you? You want to root for? Are you rooting for goals or are you rooting for saves?
I guess I'm rooting for
goals.
Saves tonight. I got $10 on under 5.5.
Goals, but I'm taking the over.
Ian, before we let you go, we were talking about play by play for different sports. I would think hockey would be the toughest one of all. How do you guys do that?
Well, I listened. I was just talking to my friend Dennis Bayak, who does the Winnipeg Jets on TSN. And, you know, I was talking, and the first game I ever did was 1992 in the Memorial Cup, which is like kind of the junior hockey Final Four, was in Seattle. And mostly because he was hungover from the night before and Seattle got eliminated. So I did that, and I looked back. I listened back to the tape, you know, a few years ago, and I thought to myself, man, I'd never hire that guy. But it's just repetition. If you know the sport and you like the sport, it's just repetition. It's probably the same as soccer. You know, I mean, a good soccer announcer, you know, can keep with the flow and tell you what's going on. I mean, John Strong to me is so good from Fox, and, you know, it's because he has a passion for the game. In fact, he used to be Ken Zano's producer, by the way. I think it's just repetition, man. It's like anything else. Plus it's knowledge. You got to know every name and number, and they flip over the board. You got to know who they are and paint a picture, and away you go. I think hockey radio is easier than hockey TV, to be honest with you, because you just stay in the flow the whole time. You don't really take a lot of pauses, and you just do the game and try to paint the picture. TV, you're trying to, you know, give it some breath and let it sit back for a second. But, we'll see. I don't know. I mean, you guys can judge it after tonight and tell me how bad I was. How's that?
Oh, we will.
I know you will.
make sure you go out after the game, too. Nashville's a great spot.
Yeah. How many?
Listen, the COVID doesn't exist in Tennessee, and the last thing we need is like another broadcaster. I think I'm good.
How many years doing minor league hockey? What were all the stops?
Well, in the WHL, anywhere from Brandon, Manitoba to Prince Albert and Swift Current, Saskatchewan, Red Deer, Alberta, Prince George, BC, and the American Hockey League and the International Hockey League, which is the AAA hockey. We went from Orlando to Quebec City, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Long Beach, all points in between, Houston, San Antonio. Yeah, did a game in San Antonio on the fairgrounds where basically there was dirt everywhere. Dirt in the stands was in like the listen, man, I should have written a book, but then I'd have to know how to write, and, you know, it's a lot of work. So
From a lady,
this is a little different. I'll say this: going into the rink today for the skate around, it's just a wee bit different than Prince Albert, just a little bit.
Did you go to Lady of Fatima?
I did. Why?
So from Lady of Fatima, O'Day to Washington State, Seattle through and through, local guy. Loves the sport. Yeah. He's on the call tonight, and
Cool.
I'm thrilled for you. Obviously, thanks, different circumstances. We would better circumstances for you, and we wish Everett the best. But I'm thrilled for you. I know how much this means to you, and have a great call tonight, Ian.
Thanks, Puck. I really appreciate it. Thanks, Jimmy. Take care, and again, over. Always the over. Okay. Always the over, fella.
Have fun tonight, Ian.
Yeah, there he is, Ian Furness, calling the game tonight and the rest of the road trip as Everett recovers. And again, a speedy recovery to Everett Fitzhugh from the COVID protocol. But Ian will be on the call tonight, 5:00. The puck drops. Mike Benton will have the pregame tonight there at 4:30. Follow Mike on Twitter. He's got great information at Benton_Mike. And he puts up a lot of great information, does a great pregame show today, but pregame starting at 4:30 today. All right, the go-to guy and I will be back. We're broadcasting from the Fat Zach's Wood-Fired Pizza Studios, two locations, Puyallup and Sumner. Visit them online at fatzackswoodfiredpizza.com. It's an 80s throwback. Who is this again?
Luther Vandross.
Luther Vandross.
You're going to have to write down a list of 80s.
You like him, don't you?
Not really.
You don't like Luther Vandross?
Well, which one? The fat or skinny Luther?
Well, I always knew him as being overweight. I don't know.
You remember he got skinny, though.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, the fat one, then.
Today's Throwback Thursday. Puck of the Go-To Guy with you. We are broadcasting from the Fat Zach's Wood-Fired Pizza Studios. FatZach'sWoodFiredPizza.com. They got two locations, Puyallup and Sumner. They got a third one coming soon, South Hill. They got a food truck there in the South End as well. Big thanks to Zach. Made a $1,000 donation to the Ronald McDonald House, raising our total $26,650 total. Big thanks to Ian Furnessa joining us last segment. In case you missed it, it'll be up on the iHeartRadio app. In case you missed the interview, Ian is on the call tonight, and he's on the call here the next, for the road trip. As again, his thoughts go out to Everett Fitzhugh, who's on COVID protocol, so he won't be on the road trip. So big, exciting time for Ian tonight. I just know how much the sport means to him, and I think to not only call an NHL game, which that has been, you know, his dream to be a broadcaster at the NHL level, to do it, and then to obviously do it from your hometown team, you know, somebody that has been advocating for the NHL in Seattle for a very long time.
Well,
he's got to be thrilled tonight.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to make sure I listen to some of that because, like I was saying, I just am amazed at NHL play-by-play guys. And then the dues that he paid, some of those towns and those bus rides. I mean, he probably had like 8 or 10 hour bus rides to these small towns. And so
it's brutal.
Good for him. He paid his dues and he's out there. Love you, Ian.
All right. So 4:30 pregame with Mike Benton tonight. Follow Mike on Twitter at Benton_Mike. And he'll have your coverage starting at 4:30 tonight. And then the puck will drop 5 o'clock. The Kraken and the Nashville Predators. The grass in the truck. You sent a picture out last night of grass growing in the back of your truck, or was that in the trunk of your car?
No, well, the Honda Ridgeline has, like, in the bed of the pickup, there's an actual trunk part of it,
and
too.
And there's grass growing in it?
Yes.
I don't understand. I don't get it.
Well, it's because when I was doing some yard work and stuff this summer, I would have grass seed back there, and some of it would get out of the bag. And then I was also hauling some dirt at some point.
Yeah, and so
and then the dirt kind of leaks through from the bed down into the trunk. And
so you basically have done a better job of growing grass in your ridge line than, like I think you said on Twitter, than actually growing grass in your lawn.
Yeah, well, part of that is because Sky can't pee on the grass in my trunk.
Yeah.
Because when you have a female dog, I don't know, maybe it's male dogs too.
No, it's female.
Yeah. And so there's brown spots all over the place. So, and then what also helps.
You give them that stupid medication, but then I always forget to do it.
Oh, yeah. Or go out there with water on it right after.
Is it water right away when they do it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Or the other thing that helped was with the dirt, it got kind of caught in the where the trunk is. And so now when it rains really hard, I get water in my trunk. So there's.
Well, go,
nice little incubator there.
Well, go visit Cougs Go on Twitter and check out his lawn that's inside his Honda Ridgeline. And also, if you are an advertiser and would like to, for a car dealership and would like to maybe get on local radio, maybe Jim could use a new truck.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, my buddy the other day, we were down at Taps Island getting ready to play golf, and he looked at the inside of my Ridgeline.
Oh.
And he just was appalled. I mean, he was laughing hysterically because I got duct tape all over the place.
I bet it's just tore up. The dogs are in there right now, aren't they?
Dogs are down there right
now. They're probably just tearing that damn thing up.
Yeah, but it's
left and right.
I'm up to 330,000 miles on this vehicle. I've never had a better truck or car in my life.
Okay, but maybe it's time for maybe there's a Honda dealership around here. We get you a new Ridgeline. New truck.
Ah, boy, new Ridgelines, those are like 40 or 50 grand.
Well, not when it's free. Not when someone comes on and wants to sponsor the go-to guy.
Well, okay. I'm good. I'm up for that.
Dallas Hobbs, he joins us every Thursday at 11:05. Washington State defensive tackle, number 98 in your program. It's all brought to you by the Flat Stick Pub, which is a great place to watch Cougs every week. It's nice getting a college athlete's perspective on how the season's going. Dallas Hobbs will join us coming up next.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.